Good evening. This is Cameron Afshar with Lehigh Valley Discourse from WDIY. My guest this evening is Mr. Ramin Mehrganpour, co-president at Lutron Electronics. Welcome. Thank you for accepting to be my guest this evening on Lehigh Valley Discourse. Ramin, Lutron Electronics is the least well-known large global company in the valley. Could you shed some light on that?
Thank you for inviting me. This is a great opportunity. Contrary to what you say, Cameron, we are one of the largest lighting control company in the United States. We may appear to be least known because most people in the valley or other places in the world, they're probably not very well aware of what lighting control is. But the folks who know what lighting control is, Lutron is a very well-known product and well-known company. And most certainly, even in Lehigh Valley, with us having multiple facilities and many people working for us, I think we are very well-known because many of our people are coming from Lehigh Valley area, and we value their contribution tremendously. And we consider ourselves as a Lehigh Valley company, even though we have a global footprint.
So, obviously, I started at a great point saying you're not well known, and you are. So, when did the company start? How long you have been here?
Over 57 years, probably. Mr. Spiro and Mrs. Spiro, who are the founder and co-founder of the company, and unfortunately, Mrs. Ruth Spiro has just passed away.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
And thank you. And she was the co-founder, which was, we would call it the body and soul. They were the body and the soul of the company and really developed the, not only on the innovation side of it and on the product side of it, but also Mrs. Spiro as a person who really developed many of our cultures today. This family-oriented culture, being part of a family, all of our employees here are part of Lutron family, and this culture was embodied to us by Mrs. Ruth Spiro, who passed away, and we are mourning for that, obviously. But this is all started over 57 years ago, and many people would say that probably in the bedroom of Mr. and Mrs. Spiro in New York, and that all started with a great idea that Mr. Spiro had. Based on that, he started to innovate and developed the first solid-state dimmer, which is was revolutionizing the lighting control in this country and in the world. And from there, it took off. And there we are, 2019, sitting here, and we have a tremendous global footprint and working in a company that is still values being a family-owned and family-operated company with the family culture that we have.
I know that you make a lot of products, not just dimmers. Since my office shades run on their own up and down from time to time and they are made by your company, I assume you make things more than just the dimmers. Could you tell us a little bit about what...
Sure. I mean, look, we are a lighting control company. If I want to tell you how many products we make, we probably need more than 1 hour here, probably in days. But we are a lighting control shade temperature control company. So anything from a small wall box dimmer that you go and turn your light on and off and control the intensity of light, all the way where you go to hotels in the hospitality branches, or you are in a major construction building such as Empire State Building, you go to facilities that they need to have automated lighting and shades and temperature control, or you go to people's home at the high-end area that homes that they need to be controlled by lighting and shades and temperature control, we are there. So we have many products that it really focuses on the people's needs, whether in the commercial branch or in the high-end residential branch, or even in retail segment. If you today go to major retailers such as Home Depot and Lowe's and Menards, you would find our products there. So yes, we have products that starts from $20 that in achieve the same level of performance as a product that it perhaps is going to cost a lot more than that, that it goes to the commercial or high-end residential buildings.
I know some of the products in my office has all this fun stuff that I guess it knows when the sun comes in or goes out.
Exactly.
But it's fun to see the shade go up on its own.
Well, the important about our product is that our product, they talk to each other. The beauty of having an automated system and building automation, whether in residential or commercial, is we have the ability to combine the natural light and electrical light. So it has an impact on saving energy. Oh. So when you can use the natural light, why would you want to have your electrical light on? And having that ability and a smart, capable system that understand the need of the customer, first and foremost, the folks that they use it, but also understand how we can control the light and use the natural light versus electrical light, that can help with the saving energy and helping the environment. So not only that we're creating and developing the atmosphere, the beauty of atmosphere, beautifying and ability to make people comfortable, helping with their productivity, but also saving energy and saving helping environment. And that's really, really where Blutron is probably one of the few company in the world that has the ability and has multiple different products that is able to talk to each other and truly integrate.
Oh, okay. So that is great. So it has a purpose to save electricity when it goes up and there's outside light, not to use regular lights. I mean, you guys have a lot of headquarters all over the globe. How many do you have? Where are they?
Well, we have only one headquarter.
Oh, that's true.
The headquarter is in Coopersburg, Pennsylvania, where everything started here, and we have been expanding it over the years, and we have planned to continue to expand our business in this area. But obviously, we have offices in over 20 places and countries in the world, and we have factories in 7 different locations, and majority of them in the United States. So our headquarters is here because that's where we have our engineering, innovation, head offices and sales offices, but all of our people are scattered around the world, around the United States. We have a major service center in Las Vegas to take care of the customers that potentially are in the other parts of the United States, as you know, the time difference.
Right.
And we have a major service center in India, which we take care of Middle East, India, and even some part of the Southeast Asia. We have a service capability out of Europe, London, that we take care of all of our customers in Europe. And most certainly we have capabilities in China and other places in the world. Needless to say, we have capability out of Mexico as well. So we have many offices and service centers because our goals is not only selling the best product in the world. Our objective is really servicing our customers. For us, it's important the customer always say, by using Lutron, it exceeded my expectation. So having that philosophy, and as far as our 5 principles, number one is taking care of the customers. Subsequently, for taking care of our customers and having such a wide and great global footprint, we do need to be in other places, so be closer to the market and take care of them immediately. We have a 24/7 service center in Coopersburg, and we have the ability to take care of majority of languages or main languages, perhaps in 9-10 languages. So call us on Sunday morning, somebody's going to answer the phone. Call us on Saturday night, somebody will answer the phone. And that's what we value tremendously, by providing not only the best product but best service in the world.
Now, you said mentioned 2 countries, England and China. How are you dealing with the, particularly the first one, England, with the Brexit as it is happening, not happening, will happen without an agreement, will happen with some agreements? How are you adjusting to that level of uncertainty when business plans are usually for tens of years?
That's right. If I had known what's going to happen to Brexit or after Brexit, I would be certainly in a different position today, have a different job. I think my guess is just as good as even the Prime Minister of UK right now. But how we deal with some of this uncertainty, because we are in a business that we are so independent from the daily politics. We are focusing on contributing to the society and how we can help the society. We are less involved worrying about whether it's going to be a Brexit or not. And obviously, due to the Brexit, you always create some uncertainties and those issues. But the beauty of being a privately owned company is that we are flexible enough to deal with these issues as needed, which is in the best interest of the customers. So definitely Brexit is a major concern, not only for us, but for the global industries and global companies in the world like us. There are a lot of uncertainties, but we are focusing on what's best for our customers in UK. What's the best customer? What is it that they need? And we continue to invest in that area, as a matter of fact. We continue to introduce some of our best product. We just recently launched it in UK, and we're going to continue to launch new products in UK. And our business is at a positive range, positive area. So it has not impacted us as bad as probably other companies have seen the impact. We have not seen that impact yet. But if it does happen, we are ready to deal with. Our most important asset are, beside our intellectual properties, are our people. We will continue to take care of our people, because they are very important to us, no matter where they are, whether they are in Lehigh Valley or they are in UK. And our goal is always to be true to our first principle, which is taking care of our customer. And that's what we're going to be doing.
But in terms of basic market aspect, if there is a significant tariff set between UK and the rest of Europe, your products moving across all of a sudden could have 15%, 20% higher price than they had the day before without you having done anything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How would you deal with something like that?
Well, Cameron, we're dealing the same thing today with the latest round of tariff from China.
Right.
I don't believe that anyone was 100% prepared for what's happening right now. So situation like that... We have a great leadership in place. My partner, Ed Blair, and I, and along with our CEO and co-CEO, Mike Pessina, and Susan Hakkarainen, who is also our chair ladies, and the entire team of the senior management here, we have a very capable, phenomenal leadership that with a lot of years of experience and knowing how to deal with some of these issues. And I'd be honest and be truthful. There are times very difficult to deal with those issues. But as I said, being a privately held company, it does allow you to have certain flexibility that perhaps a non-private would have, or a publicly held company would have, because they're much worried about the quarterly investment.
That's so true.
And our investment is long-term investment. Mm. So we may take the bite on some stuff right now for the good of the business in the future. And we would mitigate, we would look at becoming more efficient, and we would constantly looking at better ways to take care of customers. And that combined is going to help us to lower our cost. That combined is going to help us to continue to take care of our customers. Other than that, we have not seen any other ways to take care of the customer except for having a great leadership and thinking what's best for our company and for our customers.
There are a lot of companies that are leaving their offices, main offices out of London, going to Germany or to France. but we can pick that up during the second part of our talk after the break. This is Cameron Afshar with WDIY on Lehigh Valley Discourse.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
Celtic Fair, a celebration of Celtic music and culture, from its roots in Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Brittany, and Galicia, to its branches in Australia, Cape Breton, Canada, Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, and the Lehigh Valley. Music, interviews, and a weekly culture calendar every Thursday from 7 to 9 here on WDIY.
Good evening, this is Cameron Afshar, WDIY. My guest this evening is Mr. Ramin Mehrganpour, co-president at Lutron Electronics. Ramin, during the first segment, we were talking about what is happening in England with Brexit, and particularly now that so many companies are leaving London. And if you guys are staying there, probably cost of rent and other stuff is going down. Are you experiencing anything like that?
Contrary to a lot of companies that I heard that they're leaving, we have continued to invest. Mm-hmm. When the Brexit happened, that was a time that actually we moved our office to a different location with a much larger footprint. We have continued to hire more people. And we also opened our experience center in London, in the heart of London, in one of the best areas. And that experience center is a place, we call it experience center, that's a place, it's just like a showroom that many architects, designers, and end users and customers in general would come there to feel and sense and experience and understand what lighting control does. And as a result, we have seen an upswing in our business, and our business has been growing very nicely over the last few years in that part. So we have not necessarily stopped our investment in UK as a result of Brexit or even the talk of Brexit. As I said, we try to really stay away from the politics of the day. Now, in regards to whether the rent has gone up or other costs has gone up, it is absolutely yes. You see a little bit of rent pick up in those areas. Maybe some companies have left. But we're still finding opportunity that there's still we can deal with those things. Nothing is had happened that it would cause us concern about the increase of rent or anything like that. We don't deal with those issues. Majority of our agreement with the tenants and with the landlords are in the long term, and they know we are there for the long term investment. And as a result of it, we have a tremendous relationship in that part of the world with many of the building owners and the landlords. But most importantly, we continue to invest in that area, and it's one of the most strategic area for us to continue to invest in.
Clearly, you guys are contrarian and dealing on a long term. You could have been Chinese. They have 50-year plans.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Hong Kong was 99 years with England. So.
What about the rest of Europe, Middle East, and other countries that you operate on? Where are the real areas of growth that you see? Because you guys are involved in these things. You would see things regularly people do not see until years after.
I mean, obviously, as you know, our products are a global products that is really based on the need of the customer. Depending what part of the world we go, some segment of our business is stronger than the other side of the business. In Europe in general, whether the rest of Europe or the UK, our hospitality and my room solution, basically a guest room lighting control system, has been growing tremendously in that area. Because the hotels in Europe, either they are in the retrofit mode or they're building in new hotels. And we have seen a great deal of uptick on the area of the My Room solution. Obviously, in our residential segment, we see a tremendous growth in UK. We see a very nice growth in France and in Spain. In commercial, I would say in the commercial business, in specific energy saving segments of it, which is the smaller, lighter products that they work through a wireless technology, has been a major success for us that we have recently launched in Europe. So these segments of the business, whether we are in the segment of the hospitality or we see it at the high-end residential solution or at the basically a wireless commercial product that it helps to save energy, these are doing a great job. And we see some real new opportunity for us, whether it is in Spain or in France or Italy in specific or other segments of the European country. And as regard to the Middle East is a tremendous opportunity for us. Middle East hospitality segment has been tremendous growth for us. We've done majority of the major five-star hotels in the Middle East. They all are having a Lutron lighting control system in their rooms and in the common areas. Major, whether you are in the high-end homes or even in the major offices, you would see Lutron lighting control systems. So Middle East, in specific, our headquarters is in Dubai, but we from Dubai, we sell in Saudi Arabia, we sell in Qatar, we sell in Egypt, Jordan, and all the major places that either are very valuable for tourism or commerce. You would see Lutron be part of the solution in those countries, in the hospitality or in the residential or commercial businesses.
Do you see those economies expanding, staying, holding steady, contracting?
The better way to answer that is I believe there is a tremendous opportunities in all of those areas. But because of the way the political system is, at times you may see some slowdown. Mm-hmm. And that has a lot to do with not only the political, it's also is a geopolitical, it's also economical part of it. But I have never had a situation in that part of the world that I thought, okay, the business is completely gone. There are a tremendous amount of knowledge in those areas. The people are very hardworking, extremely aware of how to do business. The standards are very high, and they're getting every day better and better. So, yes, there are going to be time that is going to be a slowdown that is perhaps outside of their control and is an external issues that it comes in and it gets it complicated. But I do believe that at the end of the day, they resolve all those issues and they continue with the business. And the businesses over the years I've seen in that part of the world, in Middle East, you will still see a lot of them making money. They're growing very nicely and they continue to expand. And Lutron has been expanding very nicely in that area. And would I wish to be having a better expansion, of course, but that also goes very well with everywhere else in the world, including United States. Sure. So I am, because we are in the business, as I said before, we are in a business that we are working with people that they need our product to enhance their life, improve their productivity, and every day, that becomes part of their life. We create and we develop a standard of living. We give them an experience that people feel comfortable with. It really outside of the realm of politics. These things has nothing to do with politics. Right. These things are so personal. It's like, am I using a toothbrush today or not? I'm not saying light and control is a toothbrush, but once you have it, once you have the toothbrush or you have the cell phone, it's very hard to live without it. So it's about our job is to educate the people. And once we educate them and we show them the value of light and control, they always want to have it. And that's how we feel is our responsibility to educate the people in the world, wherever they are.
But one of the very interesting part about this is that you basically experience changes in these economies ahead of everything, everybody else. Construction starts and slows down ahead of the economic cycles. So my assumption is you are already seeing in England some slowdown because their GDP actually registered negative growth. Italy is always a enigma in terms of trying to guess if they're growing or they're contracting because of the variety of different databases that exist. I'm very interested to see if you see any parallels in that sort of a economic growth, as well as obviously in your approach of educating people in the new technology, and everybody loves technology, so that expands faster than the rest of the economy. But the cycles, do you see a significant negative cycle coming over Europe?
Well, without a doubt, we are very aware of the GDPs of each individual country or the market. And we look at it, our analysts and our marketing teams, that's what they do every day to figure out where are the headwinds coming at us. Mm-hmm. So we are an organization that want to understand where the headwinds are, what's happening around us, and we are very sensitized about the market economy, whatever that is. But again, when the philosophy of a company is around contributing to the society and thinking about how can we add value to everybody's life every day, our perspective is not a quarterly investment that I have this month and oops, how am I going to be answering the stakeholders? The ownership of this company, a great ownership, which they're looking at always as a long-term investment, and how we can, through this long-term investment, how we can make people's life better. So if this is the direction that it comes from Susan Hakkarainen and the family and Mike Pessina, then our job is really thinking what segment of the business we need to be working with, and through that businesses and those market, how we can add value to the economy. Adding value, whether you go to a new construction by building a brand new buildings, or because the operating cost of a building is so high that the owner is thinking, how can I reduce the cost of operation in my building? His electricity bill is more than 30% of his total operating costs, for example. I think Dan Lutron provides him with a solution that it can actually save energy and reduces the operating costs. So regardless of what market is, these type of people, those owners, those homeowners, those building owners or facility management, always looking for a way to either reduce their cost or to enhance their building in order to get to differentiate themselves from the others. So in order to be able to compete with their competitors as a landlord or landowners or the building owners. So we try to add value to those people, to each individual, so not only they reduce their cost, but then they can really not compete and tell everybody else, my building is better than everybody else because I have XYZ lighting control in my system. Looking at your homes or my homes or anybody that you deal with or offices, you see in average probably three dimmers out of 21 or 22 holes on the wall. The opportunity is the other 19 holes that I need to fill with some sort of a lighting control. So what market economy or political systems is going to stop me from putting one more dimmer in one more hole if I can add value and contribute to that society?
Great marketing plan, Ramin. Fantastic. The issue of the day, of course, of every week changes is China.
Mm-hmm.
The whole idea was that companies moved to China because cost of labor was low, and because of low tariffs, they could manufacture stuff there, move it here. And obviously, cost of labor in China is going up since China's economy is not like it was in 1960s. And it is becoming slowly a consumer economy. But you guys are there. How does this thing affect not only you, but all the other companies that are trying to find a different way of adjusting their supply chain, their production process, all of these fun stuff?
Well, challenging. I mean, without a doubt, we are just on the same boat as most other companies in the United States or elsewhere are. And I do believe that that has caused a lot of up and down for all of us this year. That has not been an easy thing for us to deal with. However, the reason that we are producing our products in China, not all of them, very small part of our product is being, we have seven factories, one of them is in China, is really to be closer to the China market. Because fundamentally, when we were making this investment almost 12, 15 years ago, it's not because of cost of labor or anything like that. We don't look at those things. As I said, we are a privately held company that think about the long-term investment. The reason we are in China is because we want to be closer to the 1.6 billion population that their GDP is growing. Okay. Even right now at the rate of 6%, I would take that any moment and any time, and has the one of the largest potential middle class and upper middle class growth. So having said that, we continue to produce and take care of our customers in China and elsewhere in Asia. We continue to invest in that part of the world because it is very important to us strategically to be close to a great population that is growing economy. But looking at our supply chain here and other things, we have a tremendous capability here. Our team working tirelessly every day to figure out how we can mitigate, how we can improve, become more efficient on running our factories and manufacturers. And we do that anyway, every year, we got to do that. As a company, we are responsible to make sure that adding value to our customer means that we have to become more efficient, mm-hmm, without sacrificing our quality, and continue to drive the quality and provide the customer with the best service in the world. And the mentality and philosophy around that, we have been dealing with all of those up and downs. I reiterate, we are a privately held company. We can do certain things today that it may not make a financial sense today, but it will have a financial sense and economical sense 6 months or a year down the road. We look at ways to improve the situation, and being a privately held company enables us to look at it on the long term. And without a doubt, on the short term, it does create turmoil, it does create headache. And that with the great leadership we have in place, I think we are figuring out how to deal with those issues.
If most of the production in China is for use in China and Southeast Asia, then the issue of tariffs will barely affect you, because if you are not bringing them over to U.S., you are not subject to those tariffs.
Well, most of the product does not get produced in China. I got to say that. A lot of products. A lot, mm-hmm, of it is being produced in China for the Asia market elsewhere. Mm-hmm. But the issue is that, Cameron, is not the product comes to this country. The issue is that majority of the supply chain in the world comes from that part of the world.
True.
And that is what is, you cannot open a wafer chip factory within 1 year in United States. Oh, sure. That's why a lot of these companies have struggled, especially the component manufacturer have struggled with the operating cost that it comes out of the China. But we have great relationship with our supply chain teams, with our suppliers around the world. We have been working, negotiating, dealing with them, and our team has done a very good job to continue to drive the efficiency at their facility and our facility in order to mitigate some of the costs. But I got to tell you, at the end, we still have to own some part of the cost.
Okay, at this point, we take our second break. This is Cameron Afshar with Lehigh Valley Discourse from WDIY.
WDIY 88.1 offers many choices and real voices. Folk music, from folk classics to the Gaelic traditions of the British Isles, to bluegrass and old-time music of Appalachia, to the modern-day singer-songwriters telling the story of today's world. You'll find it all here on WDIY. Listen and enjoy the wide variety of folk music every weekday evening, 7 to 9 p.m., just after NPR News headlines, and Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on 88.1 WDIY and streaming at WDIY.org.
Not only is becoming a WDIY member a great way to support the programs you love, it has its benefits. WDIY members have access to our weekly member ticket giveaway emails. Discover great concerts, theater performances, film screenings, and more, all while supporting the many choices and real voices on WDIY. Make your gift today at 610-694-8100 extension 7 or WDIY.org. Thank you.
For program support on WDIY, we thank John J. Ziner & Sons, 828-830 Hanover Avenue in Allentown, a family-owned business since 1912. John J. Ziner & Sons offers new piano sales, tuning, storage, repairs, refinishing, piano rentals, or moving, and more. For more information, 610-437-1887 or on the web, johnjziner.com.
This is Cameron Afshar with Lehigh Valley Discourse from WDIY. Well, our discussion about China is very interesting and there would be no end to it, but I want to ask a question, asking you to look in your crystal ball and tell me, what do you think going to happen? Where are these tariffs going?
I believe in a global economy that at the end of the day, we need each other. This is a very inclusive world, and I don't believe that we can function without the rest of the world, and the rest of the world can't function without us as the engine of economy for many, many countries around the world. I do believe that all of those issues will be resolved to some extent. If we can agree on 80 to 90% of the things, that's a great achievement, and that's fine to have disagreement on 10-20% of the stuff. But I think that parties, whether China or United States or Europe or anywhere else, we will eventually come together and we will be agreeing on basis of the principles that is going to be the guiding principle for all of us around the world to function. And I do believe this is the beauty of working in a free market society in United States. As regards of what else is going to happen, it's very hard to look at into the crystal ball and say it's going to happen in 2020 or it's going to happen in 2022. For me, I always look at those things perhaps a little bit more from optimistic eyes and knowing that democracy is stronger than anything else in the world. And because of that, we will learn how to live with each other better and deal with each other economically better. And all the other stuff is going to resolve one way or others.
Well, historically, tariffs have taken as little as a year and as long as a decade to be settled. But like every war, eventually a peace will come and warring parties have to sit across the table and negotiate some sort of a peace. One of the pieces, one of these negotiated pieces, called the United Europe or the Custom Union, that started European Union, initially started because all these countries in Europe were assessing tariffs on one another and ended up finding out that, well, the other guy would put a tariff, so why don't we all agree to slowly reduce them? And the custom union eventually became the European Union. In terms of long-term investments, I understand you are a private company and you don't have quarterly stock meetings and stockholder reports to make, but eventually, as a private company, you need to be obviously in the positive. And obviously, historically, you have been, you are around, and you are expanding. The uncertainties that exist right now are nothing like what they were historically. We mm-hmm. have not seen this level of uncertainty about major economic issues, policies, relationships, and these types of things that are added to the regular uncertainty of the economy all economies have, like business cycles, the one we are facing right now. How do you navigate that in terms of your policies, in terms of like investment?
Well, we certainly, as I said, being a privately held company allows us to look at the long-term investment. Mm-hmm. So I give you an example. 2008, 2009, when the world economy went as low as ever we remember in the modern history as a Great Recession, at that time, the founder, Mr. Spiro, he was still alive, and he has decided to really develop this energy business that we are in today, that is a significant part of our business, and continue to invest during that time, not only hiring people, but investing in our technology and our innovation. Where everybody else in the world was shutting down factories, we continue to hire, we continue to invest in the future, and we continue to invest in our innovation. This is because of recognizing the fact that there in every kind of negative views and in any kind of a darkness of tunnel, there is a light that we can look for that is going to enable us to focus on to create opportunities for our people, for our company, and for the people that they're going to get affected by. We will continue to invest in the future. There are a significant opportunity in this country and elsewhere to benefit from lighting control and from shading control systems. As an example, recently we have invested in a new company, Ketra, which is down in Austin, which provides some of the best lighting and technology capability for us to be able to integrate with, so we can do a better job by providing a better lighting to end users, to customers, whether residential or commercial. Limelight is another company which allows us to integrate better with the outdoor lighting control capabilities. So that really continues to expand our portfolio. That continues to expand our business, going only beyond controlling one light, one source, one room, to a campus, to a whether a campus of a university or campus of a large company or anything in that regards that has to do something with the interior of a building. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be continuing to investing, and we're going to be continuing to finding new ways to contribute to the society. And that's the key part of what we've, as part of our philosophy, as I told you, that innovative, caring, family-owned culture that has been part of our making is a tremendous part of our capabilities and our tools that has been helping us for the last 57 years And I certainly hope that is going to help us for another 57 years.
Ramin, the people talk about the age of the Jetsons coming. Many believe that it is already here. We don't have flying cars yet, but the rest of it is here. And everything is changing very rapidly. One of the major changes that is coming about and it is now being slowly absorbed is usage of electricity, because we are moving to LEDs and very high efficient equipment. Usage of electricity in the United States for the first time in history has not increased with a recovery. It just has gone relatively flat, and new buildings of power plants have put on stop, or many of them were basically halfway through mothballed because there's no need for that level of expansion. Now, one of the major achievements of the solid-state dimmer is that this electric lights used to burn huge amount of light, and this would reduce
it. That's right.
If the electric light is not going to burn any reasonable amount of light, would the dimmers be as economical going forward?
Well, absolutely, because we are still looking at two ways to make this light looking better, making us more comfortable. One of the reasons that we have purchased this new company, Ketra, because of their capability in the area of white collar tuning. And there are a specific characteristic to the LED lights that if you just go with an LED, you still need an engine to turn it on. And once you turn it on, the color of LED is not really nothing that we are used to it.
That's
it has
right,
nothing
yeah.
to do with the sun that we like to see that is shining on our skin. It's very, very hard to feel comfortable with it.
True.
So you still need to have a device and a control to control it, first of all. You have to turn this engine, which they call it LED, yes, or fluorescent. You need it to have a capability to turn that engine on. So once you'd not turn it on, so wouldn't you want to have and create an atmosphere to get close as possible to the former incandescent lamps or closer to the sun, which is really the natural light that all of us are born with and are used to. Mm. And the way that you can create and come as close as possible to that is through some sort of a lighting control device or a dimmer. And Lutron technology and the patented technology that we have enable us to achieve that harmonious color, to create productivity, and enable you also to integrate with other devices in that building. See, Cameron, there is not anymore about one light source anymore. It's about what does this light source talk to, and being able to integrate with the rest of the building, whether through a temperature control, why not to be able to control the temperature inside your room all the time at 70 degrees? How do you set it up? What do you do when you turn on the light and then all of a sudden you forgot to turn off the light and you are in the halfway to go to your office? Are you going to turn around and go and turn off the light? Or are you going to let it burn? Or you want to be using your iPhone or iPad or any kind of a device to go on it, to go on a MyLutron site and say, I want to turn off the light, I forgot. Or geofencing, which reminds you, oops, you just left your house and you forgot the lights on. And before you leave your garage, you say, oops, okay, I hit the key and I turn off all the lights. Or when you go home with your wife in the late night, do you want to have a capabilities to hit a key before you enter the home that all the light or your walk path gets lighted? Do you want to be saving energy? Even though you say the cost of electricity has come down, it still cost.
Oh yeah.
It's not for free. And dimmer is still able to save even that lower. So the purpose of that is not just the cost of electricity. Is the entire thing that it goes around having a better lifestyle. And that's what we do.
Yes, Actually, the Lutron system, my office, turns off when I leave. I never have to turn it on or off.
Exactly.
It senses you coming in and leaving. Ramin, you guys obviously use economic forecasts as to when recessions and recoveries are coming. When do you see the next recession coming?
Well, if I say something right now and you broadcast it, I probably have somebody come and knock on my door, either happy or not happy, whichever. But the reality of it is that I don't know. The answer is we look at a lot of forecasts. Mm-hmm. The economy is strong right now. We are benefiting from a strong economy. However, we see some headwinds in a commercial era that potentially would be probably in a year or two. But we are ready for it. We are not concerned for that. Our leadership team is working tirelessly to figure out how to deal with some of the upcoming issue if they are coming at our way. Again, I'm not trying to politicize everything. Like anything in the world, there is a cycle in economy. We never had an economy that it was extremely always strong. If you guys all remember during the era of the few presidents before President Clinton, economy was extremely strong. Then it started even overcasting into the President Bush era. And we still had a very strong economy. And then it started to go down. And then we went to Great Depression. And President Obama and his cabinet worked on that. And we slowly came back. And now we are benefiting from a great economy. So is that going to go down? Hey, I think I'm going to say with the highest degree of certainty that the economy is going to cool off at some point. The important is that stay true to the value the company and the principle the company has and contribute to the society. Take care of your people as the most important assets of the organization. We continue to invest in this area. We continue to hire people in Lehigh Valley. Our major factories and research centers are here. We are very proud of all of our people in Lehigh Valley. Mm-hmm. And we continue to stay true to our Lehigh Valley values as we always had as a small company, which we started 57 years ago, and understand the fact that we have a global footprint, but at the end, we are one family. And whatever economy is, we will deal with it.
We are in the 126th month of this recovery. The last one that President Clinton started was 120 months. Mm-hmm. I mean, he didn't start it. He was president when it happened. But so we are at the running at a very strong economy for a very long time, and I fully agree with you. Eventually it happened, but I couldn't get you to give me a date, though. When do you think it starts?
I hope never it starts, but I believe within the next 12 to 18 months, we would see some correction in the market.
Okay.
And for that, we will be ready. As I said, we are not too concerned about it. This company has been tested over the last 57 years, and I am very sure we will weather any storm that it comes around us.
Okay. Well, for a few minutes that is left in our program, could you tell me a little bit about what your plans are in investing in the Lehigh Valley over the next decade?
Well, over the next decade, we continue to invest on hiring people, expanding our factories here, more and more of our products that are being tested here and being manufactured here is going to go around the world. We are looking forward to hire more people around this area. We have been having a tremendous success with hiring in this area. That's why our headquarters is here. We're going to continue to hire. We're going to continue to invest here. We're going to continue to look at the ways that we make this little company that it was created 57 years to be one of the best in building, developing, innovating products with the best service in the world.
Ramin, thank you very much for being my guest on Lehigh Valley Discourse.
My pleasure. Thank you.
This is Cameron Afshar with Lehigh Valley Discourse from WDIY.